Hello!
Hello! Merry Christmas, Fern!
Merry Christmas, Heather!
And Merry Christmas to you, our lovely, lovely listeners!
It's Christmas! Now, we didn't originally plan on recording an episode today, and the story's definitely over. Don't worry, it's not a Return of the King 12 ending situation. We just wanted to pop up and wish you all the best during another difficult Christmas.
Absolutely. We're recording this on the 21st, and it looks like it might not be another lockdown Christmas, but things are still pretty scary out there, so please do stay safe.
Indeed, do stay safe. Now, it's been a rough old time for theatre, and we're so proud that this year we managed to perform Crimes Camera Action in Bath, send Crimes in Egypt on tour around the country, and open a Christmas getaway early this month. I mean, granted, we're pretty sure Christmas getaway will be closing soon. It may even be closed by the time you hear this. And we don't yet know what Omicron means for our spring tour of Crimes Camera Action, but what we do know is how much this podcast has meant to us this year.
We've been overwhelmed by your support, your messages on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and throughout our website. Plus, of course, your lovely 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Ooh, still time to rate. Give some more 5-star reviews though, Heather.
Yeah, keep them coming.
I mean, come on, why not make us number one for Christmas?
And what's even more exciting is we are closing in on 100,000 downloads.
100,000 is
which
mad.
Which is amazing. Thank you so much. And if you've been able to support us by buying a virtual coffee, thank you once again.
Yes, thank you so much. Now, we don't know if we'll be back for another series. There's an awful lot of stuff going on, not least the newest New Old Friends, who you might hear gurgling off to one side there. Now, if this is goodbye, please know we've loved sharing these silly stories with you. And please join us in thanking the third member of Comedy Whodunits, Fred Riding. He might edit this out, but please don't, Fred. We want the world to know how grateful we are for all your effort and talent on the series.
We love you, Fred.
5 series of them, they are amazing. And Fred Riding, available for all your sound design, sound engineering, composing, general sound wizardry. Hire him, he's amazing.
Truly incredible. Honey anyway. Pee, 100%.
Here we go.
Right, well, before we get on all emotional, shall we give them the answers to hashtag NofQuizFern?
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Question 1. On which saint's feast day did good King Wenceslas last look out?
Stephen.
According to the song, how many legs do you receive in total from your true love on the 5th day of Christmas?
20 legs.
That's 8 legs for the calling birds, 6 legs for the French hens, 4 legs for the turtle doves, and 2 legs for the partridge in a pear tree. Now, what is the name of the island Artred visited in Crimes Against Christmas?
Richenstein.
Richenstein.
Which nut is marzipan primarily flavoured with?
Almond. What year was the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer recorded?
1949.
And in A Christmas Carol, what is Bob Cratchit's wife's first name?
This was a hard one. It's Emily.
Incredibly difficult, and yet some of you still got it right. Well done, you. Oh, that'll be post coming. You might be able to hear some Christmas cards coming through our door. What is the date of Twelfth Night?
January 6th.
Correct. And what are the two main ingredients of a whiskey mac?
A whiskey and ginger wine. Or as you said earlier, a whisker and ginger wine.
Sorry, do you know the ingredients there? What were they? Whiskey and ginger wine?
Whiskey and ginger wine.
Well, maybe you should make me one right now. I'd love one. Delicious.
What are Malcolm and Wise's first names?
Eric and Ernie. Who's the voice of Arthur Christmas?
James McAvoy.
True or false? You want a question? Not just true or false. It's Shane McGowan, lead singer of the Pogues, was born on Christmas Day. True or false?
Always go true.
It is true. It was Christmas Eve, babe. No, it was Christmas Day, Shane. You're drunk. Okay, what is the name of Macaulay Culkin's character in Home Alone?
Kevin McAllister.
And what is the name of our show, which opened on the 13th of December at the 30th Royal Baths, Ustinov?
Christmas getaway.
Oh, Heather, how do you know these things?
I don't know.
They're written in front of you.
Just got a feeling.
Anyway, which of Santa's original reindeer has the longest name?
Prancer. We will also accept Blitzen.
The list we looked at didn't have a T. I blame Wikipedia.
Whoops.
Which English monarch established the tradition of Christmas trees in England?
Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
Now, on Twitter, there is some discussion about this, but we're sticking with Victoria as the generally recognised person who introduced them.
Hans Gruber is a character from which Christmas film?
Die Hard, my absolute favourite.
Classic.
Viscum album is the Latin name for which Christmassy plant?
Mistletoe.
Indeed, album means white in Latin, or alba does. Album means white thing, so they're little white berries. Anyway, can you name the three wise men?
Yes, Fred, can you?
I can. Balthazar, who when he arrived said, I bring you frankincense. Casper, the friendly ghost, who when he arrived said, I bring you gold. And Melchior, and when he arrived, he said...
But wait, there's more.
It's my favourite joke every Christmas. From which country do the delicious Christmas cakey biscuits Liebkuchen originate?
Germany.
And what was Christmas number one in 2020 last year?
Don't Stop Me Eating by Ladbaby.
Don't stop me eating. Yeah, that's the third Christmas and One in a row. Have they done it this year? We don't know yet. Who did Perry Pink defeat in the final of Wimbledon International Invitational Tennis Tournament?
Very good if you got this. Fred Digby.
Yeah, full marks if you got that right without cheating. What was the name of the Roman midwinter festival similar to Christmas?
Saturnalia.
And how do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. But by what name is a visit from St. Nicholas better known?
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And that's it. That's all 24 questions and answers. That's all the answers. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for playing. We will contact the winner once Ferg has worked out who that is.
That we will. And the prize will be a very special little treat that will work out just for you. And there are an awful lot of people with perfect or near perfect scores. So it might take a little while to figure out who's done it. But anyway, all that remains is to say thank you once again.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Boy, boy, boy. Boy.